The energy source I am defending is hydroelectric. From my CPUP lab text, it says that hydroelectric energy is a renewable energy source and that the flowing water provides kinetic energy. Also in my CPUP text, it says that hydroelectric energy is only used 6% in the U.S. as of 2001, though in my Glencoe text, currently about 8% of energy in the U.S. is used from hydroelectric power plants. Hydroelectric energy happens when water flows through tunnels near the base of the dam. The energy from water increases when it is retained by a dam because it increases the gravitational potential energy. The rushing water spins a turbine which rotates the shaft of an electric generator to produce electricity. These dams used are known as hydroelectric dams. Hydroelectric power plants are an efficient way to produce electricity with barely any pollution. Since there is no heat exchange involved in producing steam to spin a turbine, hydroelectric power plants are just shy of being twice as efficient as fossil fuel or nuclear power plants. Another advantage to hydroelectric energy is that the water held back by dams can create lakes that can provide water for drinking and crop irrigation. These lakes can also be used for boating and swimming. Lastly, after the initial cost of building a dam and a power plant, the electricity is pretty cheap, though there are negatives to artificial dams. They can disturb the balance of natural ecosystems because some species of fish that live in the ocean migrate back to rivers in which they were hatched to breed. This migration can be blocked by dams, which causes a decline in fish population. Fish ladders, though, have been designed to enable fish to migrate upstream past some dams. Another negative is that some water sources for a hydroelectric power plant are not near the people needing the electricity. Hydroelectric power cannot only be created by bodies of water. Tides can, too. This type of energy source is known as tidal energy. As tides come in, the moving water spins a turbine that generates electricity. The water that comes in is then trapped behind a dam. When there is a low tide, the water behind the dam flows back to the ocean, which spins the turbines, which creates electric power. As energy produced from bodies of water are pollution-free, so is tidal energy. They are also similar because the efficiency of a tidal power plant is about the same as a hydroelectric power plant. A negative to tidal energy is that only a few places on Earth have large enough difference between high and low tides for tidal energy to be useful. Annapolis Royal, Nova Scotia is the only in-use tidal power station in North America. Tidal energy will probably be limited, but a useful source of energy in the future. I hope you now see from the information given that hydroelectric energy is a great source of energy.